Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Shit. Game six.
It's time to get to our favorite Wednesday game. Rats all for sheep. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing pretty good. How are you? Feeling better?
I am feeling better today. Thank you for asking. Thank you.
That's good. Tea.
It is for
the whole pack that he ate.
Tea sucks, dude. I still stand by that.
My favorite is that.
But it works.
He just figured tea would help. So he drinking all the different kinds of tea.
Yeah.
Because he got a variety pack.
Yeah.
Right.
That Arizona tea doesn't work, Toby.
Tea sucks, dude. I hate tea. What do you got for Rats Off a Ship today, Jennifer?
Well, mainly we probably want to know what Vlad thinks about this one. How do you feel about the Knicks fans chanting, "We want Wemby," after game one?
You know, Rats Off a Ship. You know, like, this is classic Knicks fan. Task at hand. You got to, you know, you just won an incredible game. You're all drunk willy-nilly. But calm down with "We want Wemby." You want to get to the finals. Now you're dictating what opponent you want. Rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Leroy.
I'm rats off a ship. In the words of Brendan Tobin, too soon.
Rats
too
off
soon.
Too soon.
Jennifer.
No, oh, yeah, I agree. It's too soon. I'm rats
off a ship.
Vlad?
I'm not rats off a ship. What the hell am I going to be rats off a ship for? We won eight in a row. Let us be delusional.
We want Wemby.
Well, I mean, what? It's either going to be Wemby or SGA.
Just say we want to advance.
I don't think we care about the Cavs, bro. They had their best shot yesterday. And
I don't disagree with
James
that.
Harden.
He is terrible.
You know,
but I've been telling everybody, you know, he's never
no. And by the way, Schmeathen, the cheeks were not tight yesterday. Knicks fans were not; they didn't care. It was Russ versus rhythm, and once rhythm entered the dance, party done. When rhythm entered, that was it.
I'll tell you what's ugly when it has no rhythm.
What?
Fat bum.
Yeah, you see, once his rhythm, you saw how fat and slow he was. Once the rhythm went away from him, ugh, disgusting. Okay.
What's number two, Jennifer?
We have Bryson DeChambeau thinking the landing on the moon footage is not real. He says, "I don't think the footage is real, but I think we did go to the moon. I don't know about the footage. It's quite wild."
I'm rats off a ship. Bryson DeChambeau, like, fix your golf game, dude. I mean, I don't even know what league you're in. This is exactly what happens when you want to become a YouTuber. You go down wormholes on YouTube. And then you think that the moon landing was staged. I just fix your putting. You know, we got to get the main thing to be the main thing right now. I'm rats off a ship. Leroy,
I'm rats off a ship.
Rats
like,
off a ship.
Like stop, stop. Okay, stop. Like all the stuff going on in the world. He chooses to have a hot take on whether we landed on the moon. That's where you gonna make a stand?
I want to know how they got to that conversation.
Have you ever seen Brandon DeChambeau talk? Have you ever seen him?
Brandon? I thought it was Byron.
Bryson.
Oh, Bryson.
Bryson.
Ridiculous what did I say? Name.
That's Ted, Bryson.
You called him Brandon DeChambeau.
Bryson.
Minus one.
If you've ever heard this man talk about golf and other things, this is exactly where he would land. Right?
Not on the moon.
Part of the reason why they fight he doesn't want to golf is he's saying that because of the fines that he would have to pay to come back on tour.
Right.
Now, he's made plenty of money. But still, he can play in all the majors.
And they can YouTube.
So, I don't know.
Maybe he can go golf on the moon. Jennifer, you have a...
Yeah, with all the people that like him.
Where are your rats?
Wow, I guess Leroy's not a fan of him.
I think over the last couple of years, he's endeared himself to the fans or whatever. Like, he was
Is he getting closer to Aaron Rodgers territory or J.J. Redick territory for you?
No, because golfers are... Some of them are a little bit aloof. They spend a lot of time by themselves. So, but he was very abrasive early on in his career, and then he became like almost like Phil Mickelson.
Him like and Brooks Koepka hated each other.
Friendly.
Yeah.
But when you make that transition, it's okay if people wonder if he's being sincere. Right? If he's just doing it for other purposes. Because some people get some get right when they're not being liked.
Right. Right. Vlad, where are your rats?
I'm not rats off a ship. What?
By the way, yeah, I was going to say I'm not rats off a ship.
He's but thank me. You. I'm not rats off a ship. I'm not. First of all, DeChambeau, he has a mind of his own. Second, many athletes who we think are kook like that, crazy, a little zany, you know what ends up happening? Sometimes they end up being right. Kyrie Irving. So I'm not rats off a ship.
I think you either got to say that we didn't go to the moon or we did go to the moon. You can't say that we faked the footage of the moon. Why would we
Why
fake
can't we
the
say
footage?
We faked the footage?
Well, you're like, saying we. So we. You think that Neil Armstrong went up there, he took notes, and then he brought it back for them to stage it?
I'm just saying. Have we gone back?
Nah. Once you're there, you're there.
If you
but
went,
mind you, also like with technology constantly changing and evolving, how is it that we haven't gone more often?
When yeah, you that's, do
thank
it,
thank you, Jay.
When you about, do it, you do this. It.
You think you people could charge a good amount of money?
Here's what I argue for you. How with fewer resources were we able to land on the moon, but with all the resources in the world,
nobody's gone back.
We now making a big deal about going around the moon.
Thank you.
Wow. Three Chambeau over here. Three of you.
No, he's still, with you.
Three I'm moon skeptics.
But he just made a great argument me and Jay Fick.
There's no race. We're not racing anybody.
What do you mean? We were always racing somebody.
Nah, we used to race people to get to the moon. Now
we
raced
the Russians. We're still racing the Russians.
They're always faking it. This Putin.
So if they're faking it, why can't he say we're faking it?
Listen, if you want the real race, we can race. Winner gets to be in Olympics. What's number three, Jennifer?
Christopher. Why do I keep saying Christopher? Christopher Morrell.
It's a big word for me, dog.
I don't know what happened.
Christopher Morrell?
Yeah, yes. Tobes don't like him.
I cannot be any clearer about this, and I shan't be any clearer about this. Rats off a ship on Christopher Morrell. Dude stinks. Ground out machine. Ruined the game yesterday. And I don't know why we keep putting him in the lineup. He should be suiting up for the jumbo shrimp. Every once in a while, you know when a guy's a bum. Sometimes there are slumps. Sometimes there are bums. Obviously, Al Garcia. That guy was a bum. You knew it from day one. All right? I don't need any more. We've been there. We've done that. It's time to cut the cord on Christopher Morrell. Let him go play for the Jumbo Shrimp. Leroy,
I just want to say that.
I'm rats off a ship, but here's why. And I don't necessarily blame him. I blame the organization for putting him in that spot when you have guys who are knocking the cover off the ball that you're benching. That's what I have a problem with. But he hasn't played well at all, and I would just take my chances with lefty on lefty. I think I got a better chance for success not worrying about righty, lefty, lefty, righty, and just letting my hitters hit.
I'd rather have Peter Bendick step in the batter's box than Christopher Morel with his calculator. Jennifer, where are your rats?
I'm rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Yeah, of course you are. Whose rats could be with this guy? Vlad?
I'm rats off a ship. I had to watch that game yesterday, man. I was like, oh, come on, bro. What are you doing?
This guy's a ball.
What are we doing here?
Rats off a ship.
Number four, Jennifer.
And by the way, last thing, you know that your rats off a ship when the dogs start barking.
Yeah.
Every time you mention Christopher Morel. No, every time you've mentioned Christopher Morel this today, that's when the dogs have barked.
They know he stinks.
They know he stinks. That's so I go with the dogs. If the dogs say you know, they're rats off a ship, they're rats off a ship.
Number four, Jennifer.
We have the Golden Knights beating the Avalanche in the Western Conference Final, which starts tonight.
Even though the Knights have pedigree, I think the Avalanche have looked like the most overwhelming team in hockey this year. I'm rats off a ship. I don't think they can beat the Golden Knights. I think we are headed towards a Knights. We are headed towards an Avalanche, Canadiens, Stanley Cup Final, because I'll never pick Rod Brind'Amour and his rat bastard Carolina Hurricanes. But this one, I'm not even doing this with Golden Knights petty. I think that the Colorado Avalanche have been scary all year. So I'm rats off a ship on the Golden Knights. They can't win the series. Leroy?
I think the Golden Knights are going to win.
Wow.
Oh, so he's not rats off a ship.
He's got that Vegas love.
I'm not rats off a ship. What are you saying these moments? Go with the goalie?
Goalie. Jennifer?
I'm going to say rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Love the rats.
Love the rats.
Plus, I would love to see their little pregame in the finals.
Oh, with the parade?
Yes.
He loves it so much.
What about you, Vlad?
Yeah, I'm rats off a ship. I don't see anybody beating Colorado Avalanche.
Colorado's been good.
But here's the thing, though. I kind of need... You know how we've been talking about how hot the Stanley Cup's been in South Florida, in the state of Florida for the last, 6 years or something like that? Mm-hmm. Or 5 years? No. Anyway,
you want to just keep it in warm weather?
I hate Carolina, but here's the thing. If Colorado win, some Canadians are going to feel like there's a win because they used to be the Quebec Nordiques.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? And so if they get a Colorado versus Montreal, Canada's going to feel like somehow, some way, the country's won the Stanley Cup. So we got to have to root for all the North American teams.
It's a very heralded franchise, the Canadiens.
I mean, they're the Yankees of hockey.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want to be petty.
What about number five, Jennifer?
Kenny Atkinson's arrogant ass.
Rats off a ship on Kenny Atkinson's arrogant ass. This is what he has been the entire season, okay? Rats off a ship, and I hope he knows that his timeouts don't carry over to game two. So what he's holding them on to for, I don't know. But that's what you have when you have an arrogant ass in Kenny Atkinson.
Ooh. He looks like it too, doesn't he?
Oh, with those teeth always hanging out. You know, put your teeth away, Kenny Atkinson. Put your teeth away. Seriously, you look like a jackass. And not just like in the mean spirit. I mean, you look like a burro. Oh, like that's you, Kenny Atkinson, hanging out with your choppers. He's got no adjustments. Sitting there holding on to his timeouts. And then he has the audacity to say that James Harden's been one of our best defenders. Well, let me tell you something. If that's the case, then you have no defenders. Kenny Atkinson goes back to his stupid games back in the day against the Heat. That's why he's got an enemy out of me for life. Leroy, where are you with Kenny Atkinson?
I'm rats off a ship. Rats off a ship on him and the two timeouts he didn't use.
What was he saving him for?
And the fact that he called James Harden their best defender.
You didn't think about taking him out, Kenny Atkinson?
No. Listen, he's been one of our best defenders in these playoffs. I trust him. Y'all smart, great hands. Didn't think about that. James is good most of the
game.
Call
the timeout so he could get some rest.
We weren't great defensively in the fourth quarter, and like I said, the ball stuck a little bit too much. That was a key.
The ball
That's
stuck.
What timeouts are for. Hey guys, the ball's sticking. Yeah, let's get it moving.
Who has the ball? Whose hands are on the ball?
Yeah,
it's James Harden.
Let me get this straight. You mean James Harden, one of the biggest ball hogs known to man? The ball stuck with him? No way. The only thing that was stuck was his feet to the floor when Jalen Brunson was going around him like a pylon. Kenny Atkinson.
Those hands are strong with dollar bills. Singles.
Yeah. He wouldn't let go then.
Oh, no.
Jennifer, where are your rats?
I don't really appreciate someone who's arrogant or looks arrogant.
I wasn't digging that. And you guys know he's basically Gary Payton. What? What are you talking about, Kenny Atkinson? Vlad?
No, I'm not rats off his ship. You continue to let James Harden guard me. You do that.
I feel like you have different reasoning here.
You do that. No. I agree with you. That's why you're the coach. You do that. You continue that game plan. Let James Harden guard Jalen Brunson one-on-one.
He going to average the highest ever in a conference final.
They're gonna go back in the series and look at the one-on-one matchup every time James Harden guarded Jalen Brunson. It's going to be the most ridiculous numbers you ever seen in your life. It'll be like 14 out of 16 shooting like 88%.
I mean, you could say so many things there. You could say, hey, James Harden, he's the engine of our offense. He's a veteran. He's been there. But to then just lie to everybody and be like, no. Actually, guys, he's one of our best defenders. And I just don't know how in good faith anybody who has coached basketball can
or
look
watch
at,
basketball
or watch basketball
or been around basketball
and watch what we just watched and be like, hey, that's one of our best. Huh? I'm very confused.
I don't understand why Spider wasn't touching the ball.
Me either.
Oh, you got Shamet.
Is that what you say when you get Larry Shamet? Landry Shamet?
Yeah, you got Shamet. You got Shamet. He got damn it by Shamet. That's it.
We'll take a break here on the program. More to come. 1 hour left here on the show. We'll get you caught up with your headlines. Marlins back in action. We got tickets to give away, too, to the Haley Williams Show. We're back after this.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.